Chapter 7. Mark's Lawyer. When Diane had finished reading the article, she said, "It says that Clifford had connections with the New Orleans Mafia, and that the police believe that his client, the one accused of murdering that senator, may be in the Mafia."
"Uh-huh," Mark said, but at the same time he was thinking, "He's in the Mafia, and will kill me if I tell the FBI anything."
Everything Mark knew about the Mafia came from movies in which innocent people always got killed. He was nervous and didn't want to talk. He was also hungry.
"Mum, I'm really hungry now," he said. "Can I go to the cafeteria and get some sandwiches? I'll get you some coffee too."
Diane agreed and gave him $5. Mark put the money into his pocket and suddenly felt the lawyer's card that he had found in the cafeteria. In the elevator, Mark took it out and read the address. The office was only 4 streets away. Mark took the food upstairs. He and his mother watched TV while they ate. When he had finished eating, Mark said,
"I'm going to go for a walk before we see the FBI guy. Okay."
"All right," Diane said, "but don't leave the hospital."
Mark promised that he wouldn't, but a few minutes later, he was on his way to the lawyer's office. He soon found the building, went in, and took the elevator to the 3rd floor. He walked along the corridor until he found the office with the name Reggie Love on the door, and opened it nervously. There was no one in the waiting room, except for a young man sitting at a desk.
"May I help you?" the man asked.
"Are you Reggie Love?" Mark asked.
"No, I'm her secretary, Clint," the man said. "What's your name?"
"Mark Sway," Mark said. "The FBI wants to talk to me."
"I'll tell Reggie," Clint said, and went into the next room. He came out a moment later and told Mark to go in. As Mark entered, the woman behind the desk stood up. She had short grey hair, and Mark thought she looked about his grandmother's age, in her 50s.
"Hello, I'm Reggie," she said. "Nice to meet you, ma'am," Mark said politely.
"Not ma'am, Reggie," she said, smiling.
"Please sit down."
Mark sat down across from her. He was surprised to see children's books and some toys on the desk.
"Most of my work involves abused children. The books and toys are for them," she explained to Mark.
"So tell me about yourself. How old are you?"
"I'm 11, Mark said.
"Do your parents know that you're here?" asked Reggie.
"I live with my mum, and she doesn't know I'm here," Mark answered.
"Clint said that you're supposed to meet the FBI. Is that true?" asked Reggie.
"Yes," Mark said. "At noon today at the hospital."
"Hospital?" Reggie said.
"It's a long story," Mark said. "If I tell you, will you promise not to tell anyone?"
"Of course. Everything a client tells a lawyer is confidential," Reggie explained.
"So, can I be your client?" Mark asked.
"Well,
according to the law, you have to pay me something first. Do you have a dollar?" Reggie asked.
That was exactly what Mark had in his pocket, and he gave it to Reggie.
"Okay, now I'm your lawyer," she said. "Tell me that long story." "Have you read today's Memphis Press?" Mark asked.
"Not yet," Reggie said, taking the newspaper out of her bag.
"Read the article about the Mafia lawyer," Mark said.
Reggie read it and then looked at Mark.
"So, you must be one of the boys who found the body. But that's no crime," she said, smiling. "There's more to the story," Mark said.
And he began to tell her everything except the location of the senator's body. Reggie wrote while listening to Mark. She was no longer smiling.
Have you told me everything? Reggie asked.
No, but almost, Mark said honestly.
Do you know where the senator's body is buried? She asked.
I think so.
I know what Clifford told me, Mark said.
Reggie was terrified that Mark would tell her where the body was.
Do you want to give that information to the FBI? She asked.
No, I'm frightened that if I do, the Mafia will kill me, Mark said.
Reggie knew that the FBI couldn't prove that Clifford had told Mark anything about the body.
Here's what I think we should do, Mark, she said. Don't tell me where the body is, and don't tell the FBI yet. Let's meet the agent.
But he'll ask me questions, Mark interrupted.
You won't have to say anything, Reggie assured him. I'll speak to him. Afterwards, we'll decide what to do next.
Reggie looked at her watch.
It's 11:45. Let's get to the hospital.
As they walked out of the door, Reggie suddenly felt nervous.